Did a show in Jersey, and then it was party time.
Really?
I mean, it was...
Mr. Cool emerged?
No, there's a new Mr. Cool. He's the king of the good times.
Really?
Yeah. I was king of good times.
What were you up to?
Just bounce around, chugging beers. They had these, like, Oktoberfest giant mugs.
Yeah, cool glasses.
And I was like, dude, watch this. I'll chug this whole thing. And DeRosa was like, no, why would you do that? And I was like, nobody can stop me. Chugged, it was like three beers. And I was like, towards the end of it, I was like, oh. Like it was so hard. It was terrible.
What kind of beer was this?
That was a Miller Lite or Bud Light.
Respectable.
But it was fresh out. So it was freezing, very carbonated.
Cold Bud Light's good.
It is very delicious, but that's a tough chug. Especially, and there was pressure on it. I did it in front of the waitresses at the staff, so they knew.
Yeah.
So they were like, that's a guy I would like to sleep with.
Yeah. Instant blowjob.
No. But then all day, dude, yesterday, that was one of my worst hangovers in a while.
Like a strict Bud Light hangover?
Yeah. One shot, no drugs, no narcotics.
Just cigs.
No pots.
Cigs.
Some cigs.
If you had you wouldn't have as bad of a hangover.
Bro, that's a myth.
It's not, dude.
Oh, while you're hungover to get high?
No. The night before. When you're drunk and you're sitting there and you're just being like, you know, looking at one eye, just eat a bunch of edibles. Just start plugging them and just start smoking a bunch of weed. Dude, you wake up the next morning. You might wake up in the middle of the night extremely high and disoriented and be like,
that's what happened. I did that once. You left that bag of gummies at that casino.
True.
And I munched the bag. And I woke up in outer space.
Was that when you and our friend woke up?
Me and our best friend, Mecky.
He who cannot be named, dude.
He who backstabbed us and abandoned the cast.
Yeah, that's when you guys woke up in utter darkness.
Oh, I forgot he was there.
You guys were in the afterlife.
Totally.
You woke up in a windowless hotel room, completely pitch dark. Stoned out of your mind. You might as well be in like another planet.
It was, I forgot he was in there. And he was like, Shane. I was like, oh. Yeah.
That's like, you remember from Power Rangers, that guy's head just appears and starts talking?
Yeah.
You guys were Gordon, dude.
What's that his name? Gordon?
I think it's Gordon.
Zordon.
Zordon. I was going to say, Gordon?
It's Zordon. Yeah, my bad. My bad. I was busy fucking ripping curls and shit when I was younger, dude. I don't remember the names.
I don't remember Power Rangers.
Dude, we, I should tell you, this is actually kind of funny. So we were.
Oh, this, here. Pardon me?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Indigenous People's Day. I shouldn't.
It is Indigenous People. Yes, Noah is a friend of mine and he's 1/16.
True. Sorry, Noah. I'm sorry for talking over Shane.
Sorry about what we did, Noah. Thanks for the fucking pad, though. Sweet pad. No, this lady thought, this guy and his girl thought your plan worked.
What plan?
Smoke a little weed, feel a little better.
It just does.
All right, blacked out lady, front row.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this?
No.
This is crazy. Front row, blacked out. First off, before my show in Connecticut, a guy got stabbed in the park across the street.
Respect.
Bridgeport is hell.
You were warned that it's like a motherfucker.
Yes. Guy got stabbed in the park like right before the show, so there's cops and shit.
Nice.
Show starts, this couple in the front row is blacked out. The dude seemed okay. The girl was gone.
Yeah.
So right when I get on stage, they like stood up to leave. And he first, when they got up right away, he was like, she's wasted. Did that. And I was like, sweet. And then he like tried to walk her out and she walked straight back into a wall.
Oh,
she literally walked straight into a wall. And it was just like, holy shit, this lady's hammered. So they leave. I asked her if she was trying to get on the Hogwarts Express. Not a big deal. I mean, that's the type of stuff I riff.
Holy
not a big
fuck.
Deal. But then they came back in like 5-10 minutes later. And it was like, what happened that you're back?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to make this. I saw you can't walk. And he was like, gave her a little weed. And I was just like, oh my God. That's like, that is insane. To be like, oh, you're blacked out? Here, hit this blunt. We're going to go back in.
It works for me, dude.
She hit the blunt.
Yeah.
Then she was sitting there. I was like, you're going to be so sick. Like, yeah. If I was blacked out and someone was like, smoke weed, I'd be like the spins. It'd be the worst thing in the world. So a minute later, I'm talking, and I just look down, and she's like, just throwing up straight down the front of her shirt.
Jesus.
Trying to like pretend like she's not. She was like. And she was chugging. She was drinking sangria.
Oh.
So it was like this purple mess that just fell out.
Oh. That's a sad girl.
But she was in
day.
The front, so no one else could see it.
Sure.
So it was just me. Like, holy shit, that lady's throwing up. Like, this is crazy. And I was just making fun of it. I mean, trying to sneak a throw up in the front row. Like, no one's looking. You're just like.
Well, she was probably pretty dressed up too.
She was,
because girls get pretty gussed up for, they're gussied for the comedy. They always get gussied. Outfit, and you're just like,
oh no, she didn't go in. She just literally was like, just straight, just it like looked like someone just opened a, like a faucet, and it just just liquid just fell out of.
Yeah, it's what my baby does. They just go like, and they just spit.
It was exactly like a kid throw up. It was just,
oh fuck.
But what was great was there was a cumpleaños next to them.
Was it really?
Yeah, a little Hispanic happy birthday going on at the table over that they, I was like, man, she's throwing up. And I was like, did she try to sneak that? And the lady was like, she threw up twice. I missed the first one. So this lady got away with throwing up once. Unknown, just a quick, like, just straight onto the floor. Incredible.
Oh, it must have stunk, dude.
Oh, and it, I was talking about it with Soda, and he was like, they put, that was like girlfriend astronaut training. Like, that girl had to sit with her boyfriend to watch, like, a podcaster. Like, get tons of booze.
Get a bunch of
smoke
weed.
A blunt. Go back. He's like, I'm not going to miss my favorite podcaster. And she was just like, in that fucking swirly chair. Just
like, the G-Force.
Yeah, the G-Force.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah, it's like I can't. Everyone's biochemistry is different. I can't have caffeine. No one believes me. If I drink caffeine at 10 in the morning, dude, 1 in the morning, or, you know, 10 a.m., the next night I go to bed at like 10 o'clock, I'm just like
totally. I think no one believes you because that can't be true.
It is, dude.
No, but like the caffeine will leave your system.
Depends on what kind of everyone has different, what is it called, enzymes that break down caffeine. I think there's three types. One of them is just like.
Sounds like you've done your research.
I have.
I yield the floor, dude.
There's.
Pardon me.
I Google everything.
Your book life, dude. I'm solo.
But, dude, what do you think you bring on the beach? I haven't brought a book on book? The beach.
What?
That's when you're at the beach.
That might be the least salt life thing I've ever heard. Please, that's mom dude. Salt life, dude. That's your joke. That's 100% mom salt life.
You need a nice Dean Koontz book?
Yeah, dude.